Hey, it's Canzano. I appreciate you listening to the podcast. Make sure you subscribe and give us some feedback. Also, the Bald-Faced Truth podcast, it's brought to you by Shoe Mill, my favorite shoe store with locations in Portland and Salem and online at shoemill.com. Shoe Mill, where we put the world at your feet.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to the Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth. BFFT. From the PAC West Center in downtown Portland, presented by High Caliber Millwrights, here's John Canzano with a bald-faced truth.
I know this is a sports radio show, but I'm more into like enriching your life, talking about things that matter in your world. And a guy that I always enjoy talking with, our next guest, is author and speaker Greg Bell, former Oregon Duck basketball player. I found out he was roommates with Mark Few. I didn't know that. He doesn't put that on his bio. That should be on his bio. That's the AP Coach of the Year. Gonzaga program, they're watering the bamboo. You know that book. He's also written another book called What's Going Well. He's got a lot going on in his life, and I appreciate you making time for us, Greg Bell.
Oh, super excited to be on your show. That's a What's Going Well for me, John.
I love that. What's the genesis of What's Going Well? What made you or inspired you to write that book?
Well, it's kind of a crazy story, but I saw a buddy of mine. He's a really good guy, and I saw him at a coffee shop one day, and he didn't look too good, but I asked him what's going well, and he started bragging about how great his life was and how, you know, he's having this great relationship with his wife and things are going well with his kids. And after about 30 minutes, I was like, man, I got to go. So I left, and 3 weeks later, he calls me and he says, thank you so much for asking me what's going well. And I said, I did? I don't remember asking you that, but I do remember you bragging about how great your life is. And I was really grateful that I helped a friend, you know, kind of get him on track. But when I hung up the phone, what I realized, I'd never asked that question of myself. I'd never thought about it. You know, it wasn't like I was having a miserable life or something. But I started using that as my own sort of question. I'd ask myself that question in the morning. I'd go on What's Going Well walks. I started writing about it. I started talking to the leadership groups that I work with about it. And it sort of raised my own sort of happiness and productivity and engagement in life by, I mean, this is like, you know, 15 years ago. And then I realized after, you know, I wrote, you know, the book Water the Bamboo, and it got a lot of sort of attention. But I noticed when I asked audiences that question with the groups that I work with, it really resonated. So then I just started embarking on my own journey of writing the book. The book with the title, just to sort of give people insight to the mindset.
Yeah, and I think, like, I know when I had coffee with you, it's the first thing you said to me when we sat down, and it sort of gets you focused on positives. And we spend so much time, don't we, in our society, especially like on a radio show like this, talking about what's wrong.
Right, and that's natural, though. We have a natural negativity bias. And the research I've done, what I found is it's actually, if you didn't think negatively, it'd be hard to survive in a way, you know, like that's the old brain, you know, the rustling in the bushes might be a tiger, right?
Yeah.
So now when we apply that sort of same thought process, though, what happens is we stay on the negative. You know, if you were to look at a sort of a ceiling and one of the tiles was missing, you'd notice it. It's a natural thing for you to do. What my book and sort of the concept of what's going well is to get some balance. Let's just say 10 things happen during your day. Let's say 5 of them are good. Let's say 4 of them are neutral and 1 of them is bad. What do you go to bed thinking about?
Yeah.
Well, the bad one. So, but if you ask what's going well, I mean, 4 neutral things is good, right? Did nothing happen? I mean, that's a good thing. So it's really 9-1. So it just gets you to focus on, hey, there's some good things going on in our lives, even within our teams and within our lives. So it gives us energy to even deal with that problem. That's sort of the theory. It's not avoiding the problem, but we need the energy and engagement to deal with our challenges. But if we just see only the bad, we didn't have energy to deal with it.
Talking to Greg Bell, author. He has obviously written Water the Bamboo. He's got a newer book called What's Going Well. You also have a leadership boot camp that's coming up at Multnomah Athletic Club in April. You're a busy guy, man.
Yeah, I'm excited about the boot camp. I've never done it before, and it's coming up here in April. I'm super excited because it's sort of a two-day deep dive into Water the Bamboo. You know, it's the 10th anniversary of that book, and I just really want to go deep with people. I've worked with a lot of organizations all over, and it's super fun because, for me, my sort of, like, why am I walking around? It's to inspire people to do what they do best. That's really why I'm on the planet. And so it's just super, super fun to do what I do.
You played basketball at Oregon. You got a law degree at Oregon. I did not know your connection to Mark Few.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go there. Like,
oh, sure.
What was Mark Few like as a kid?
As a kid, that's great. Like a college kid, he super humble, just like he is now. Like, it's so weird to sort of see his, you know, watering the bamboo, if you will.
Yeah.
Because when he went up there to Gonzaga, I actually dropped him off for the job. And my advice was to him, hey, Mark, I think you're too smart to coach. So I'm glad he didn't listen to me. But one of the things that I think is really interesting about him is from a think about the water the bamboo perspective, he just takes care of the little things. It's not drown the bamboo, super consistent. He just sort of shows up, and he's kind of what his players need in terms of that. I've ended up talking to that team that went to the Final Four and to the championship. And what was interesting about that, the conversations with the team, was I was sort of gave him some ideas it's really the focus is on the watering. Everybody wants the bamboo, and, you know, everyone wants the result. But how do you make the watering fun? How do you practice sort of the basics? How do you do that in your life and in your work? And I think he's a great example of somebody who sort of understands that and sort of just day-to-day consistently showing up from that perspective.
You've talked to these huge companies like Nike and Kaiser and Disney, and you've also worked with teams like Oregon Ducks football and Gonzaga basketball. And how does the messaging change when you do a presentation to maybe like Disney versus a sports team?
Yeah, I think that really sort of at the core of what I do, and probably all of us are trying to coach ourselves in, at the core of all of it is, how do I help this group, this person, this team change their perspective in a positive way? You know, you think about that. It's not that quote-unquote complicated. And that's why I even go back to the book, What's Going Well. So if I ask you what's going well, and I get you to focus on that, it'll just change your perspective in a positive way. One of the things that we do, though, is I have this sort of theory. Humans are the only creature on Earth that get in their own way. They're the only ones. Lemmings don't go off cliffs. We're the only creature on Earth, and we're given this brain, right? This is an amazing thing. But we actually have to have better inputs into the brain. So if you ask yourself lousy questions, you'll get lousy answers. Whether it's where I'm working with Disney, whether I'm working with Nike, the Blazers, whoever I'm working with, my objective often is just to do what I do with myself. How do I shift my perspective a little bit to get to the goals that I want? It's really not that complicated of a sort of a framework. However, we do have a brain, and it's negative. It's a normal, natural thing for it to be negative and see problems. And so how do we have to actually train our brains to actually serve us better. That's really it in a nutshell. Whether it's I'm working with, my own kid or with a company, my objective is actually how do I shift the thinking here, especially if it's wrong. You know, that's really where I focus.
One of the things we do in our family at dinner time is we go around the table and we say, what's your highlight? And I guess that's our own little way of saying what's going well.
Absolutely.
What other advice you give to families? Because I think sometimes families are like businesses or corporations, and they're certainly teams.
Yeah, I think that's a really, I really appreciate that question, because this idea of a team, whether it's you and your wife, you know, you're like, you're a doubles team, right? You're on the other side, the world's on the other side of the net. And so for me, part of that is to have I think it's important. You say you do it around a meal, but anytime there's a transition, you know, whether any kind of transition you're having, I think it's important to sort of stop and change that. It could be 2 minutes. It could be 3 minutes right before bed. It could be in the morning, all these things. But that's why I like this question, what's going well? My wife and I go on what's going well walks, where that's all we can talk about is what's going well. There's times where when I wake up in the morning, I have a what's going well journal that's associated with the book, where I write in my book what's going well, and I look for very, very small things going well. They don't have to be big. I mean, it's a sunny day in Portland, and you know, I drop my daughter off at school or whatever it might be. Really small things, and at the end of the night, we talk about what went well, and I think it's a way to sort of set the day. What's going well, and it's also the way to set at night, at the end, so you have better dreams and better days. That's really sort of the sort of key components. Just at transition times, I think it's important to reset. That's what I would advise that.
Our guest is Greg Bell. He is a consultant and speaker and author of two books. Water the Bamboo, you know, you're talking about 10 years where people still bring that book up. Chip Kelly was really where I got my introduction. Your experience with Chip Kelly in that Oregon program? We spend a lot of time looking back at that team, trying to figure out what magic he caught. What do you think it was?
I think he, just amazing sort of innovator. I mean, he was an incredible innovator. One of the things that I noted when I talked to that team back then is sort of introducing the concept, and the kids were so fired up about watering their bamboo, because in a football situation or a sports situation, you know what your bamboo is, right? Get to the Rose Bowl, get to the national championship, whatever it might be. And what Chip, I think the lightning in the bottle for Chip was, I don't know if you've ever got a chance to do this, but if you'd ever went to their practice, it was unbelievable how well he ran practice. I still think about that to this day. The watering part, he kind of got that. And what I think his mistake was, this is an interesting thing, I've never said this out loud, but I think his mistake was, I don't know if you recall this, but he invited other coaches to his practice.
Mm-hmm.
They all got the secret sauce. They did. And then everyone started running his offense. They all started hurry up all around. If you think about that, it was very interesting. He had a really innovative way of sort of approaching the game. But he also was super generous, and he shared it with his competitors. I thought that was an interesting. He kept reporters out, though. But he let
You know what? One time he called me, invited me to come down. I never did it, and he's like, "Come on down and come see what we were gonna do." And I thought, nah, if he's not letting other media in there, it's probably bad for me to go.
John, you missed it, man. I'm telling you, that was unbelievable. And so for me, what I think about when I work with a company or organization or even an individual, nobody's going to watch you water. Nobody watches the watering. Nobody watches Dame, doing dribble moves and working on his game on the 82nd game of the year. Nobody's coming down to see that. He is, in fact, the Blazers invited us down to watch right before a game. I take my daughter, we go down there. Damian Lillard, 2 years ago, on the 82nd game of the year, they're already in the playoffs. He is working on a move that he may or may not ever use. And he does it over and over and over again. That's why he's an NBA All-Star. And I think that's a lot of my, people that I don't talk to, they get the book and they go, oh, yeah, I want the 90 feet in 60 days. They get excited about that. What they don't realize, it's not about the bamboo. It's about the watering. How do you make that fun? How do you work on your craft to the point where the bamboo is inevitable? That's really the key to that book and that concept.
It's really interesting because, I hadn't thought about this, but we were talking about Michael Jordan before you came on and what made him great. And you're right. There was a pacing that he had in a game where it was never frantic. It was things were happening as he dictated them. And nobody, we talk about his athleticism, but there were a lot of guys that were 6'6", 215, and were great athletes that were in professional sports. It was his will, that X factor that George Plimpton wrote about in the practice reps. How do you make that fun when practice is not fun or homework is not fun?
Yeah, that's sort of the trick is for me is to understand. Well, you know, I kind of wrote it pretty in the book. And one of the things I have people do is don't start with what your vision and the thing that you want. You actually have to start with your values. And the reason you do that is because in a person's values, I think that's the roots of the bamboo. So giant timber bamboo grows 90 feet in 60 days, right? What if it didn't have roots? It would just fall over. That's why you have some of these athletes or businesses or whatever, they're kind of flash in the pan and they fall over. The reason is they don't have deep, deep roots. Giant timber bamboo's roots grow over 100 yards. Each stalk does. And so how do you get deeply rooted? Well, you actually have to start there and not it's super, super important to start with deep roots. What are deep roots? Relationships. Take care of your relationships. Because I've seen a lot of people, a lot of companies climb the mountain and get to the top and not know who they are. Super problematic. But if you have good relationships, I also talk about this concept of a bamboo circle. What my bamboo circle does for me is it actually motivates me to water. It helps me. I get support. Whenever I get on a stage, whether I'm on a stage with 2,000 people or 25,000 people, I'm the only one on stage. John, that's not true. I have so many people that support me in what I do, all the way back to my grandfather, who's been deceased for 30 years. I think it's so important to think about that. Never the myth of sort of being a singular genius. It doesn't work. We all know that, but we'll take Steve Jobs and sort of highlight him as sort of this great creator or whatever. But who would he be without Steve Wozniak? You know, it's just it's an interesting thing. So for me, the watering is really just don't water alone. Thinking about it from that perspective, super important.
Greg Bell, you're the best. I really appreciate you, man. And I love that you made time for us. I know you're super busy.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on, John. I really do. I my what's going well is I'm on the phone with an award-winning journalist, man.
Well, when you said, yeah, it's funny when you said about your circle. I looked up at my support staff. I thought about my own grandfather who was a great storyteller and would have loved that that I have a radio show that, you know, he would have loved to have.
Right.
You know, it's so true in that light, in that perspective. So I appreciate you making time. I wanted you on, and I'm glad it worked out.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right. He's the author of Water the Bamboo and What's Going Well. He's got a boot camp coming up at Multnomah Athletic Club on April 23rd and 24th. You can find out more about it by going to gregbellspeaks.com. Later in the show, John Gordon, who wrote Stay Positive and the Energy Bus, it's the book that Joe Salavea, the Oregon defensive line coach, quoted from as he posted on Twitter last night from the weight room. He said, beware of the vampires. Don't let them take your energy. And I was like, I really like that. And then somebody tweeted at me, that's right from John Gordon's book. He must be reading it. He is reading it, and John Gordon, the author, will be joining us at 2 o'clock. So if you are listening to this and you feel like somebody else in your circle, in your bamboo circle, could benefit from it, shoot him a text. Tell him to get to this radio show wherever you're listening to it, whether that's in Portland and Salem and Corvallis on 750 The Game, or in Eugene and Springfield, or even into Corvallis on KORE, that's Fox Sports Eugene, or whether you're listening in Klamath Falls on 960 Sports, or whether you're streaming on baldfacetruth.com, or frankly, if you're even listening to this via the podcast, a day or hour or a year later, share it with somebody. Don't keep it to yourself. Let's take what Greg Bell is talking to us about and kind of spread that around. You got the BFT, Punch It Audio, still ahead. Punch It Audio, it is the best sound from all around. We do it every day on this show. Today's no different. Why would today be any different? People saying it's Friday. Just because it's Friday, it should be different? No. Friday, Maybe Friday in your world, Peter. Friday is different than other days for you because.
Just because I get to sleep in for maybe 45 minutes, 2 days in
what
a row.
What is that?
The same.
What is that like sleeping in? Adriana, what's it like to sleep in?
It's nice. It's real nice. I got to sleep in today.
We have a 3-year-old and a 5-year-old. The 5-year-old yesterday got up at 4:58.
I've heard of that time.
She is, she's a morning person. She'll make herself breakfast. She turns on all the lights. I come down. I only knew she got up at 4:58 because one of the security cameras caught her coming into the room, looking around. She got herself a donut. There was a little box of Krispy Kreme donuts like sitting out. She got herself a donut, just hanging out.
It's because she's really a 90-year-old in a 5-year-old's body.
Yes.
That's why.
It's a good life. It's a really good life. Let's do... we'll do Punch It after this break. I want to take some phone calls. Dennis is in Canby. Go ahead, Dennis. What's up, man?
Hey, it's a sunny Friday. That's a good thing. We haven't had too many this year.
What's going well for you, Dennis?
What's going well? Just this life in general. My kids are doing well. My daughter's doing well in art school, and I'm just really proud of them. And that's one thing that's going well. And,
good.
And I wanted to chime in on that. The Michael Jordan thing, because I grew up in his generation and I've been a basketball coach, and I think a guy that should take about half the credit of how well he became a basketball player is the coach that cut him in ninth grade. And that fueled a storm that was unbelievable, and he's been every day since then he's proven that he wanted to be the best player that got that didn't get a chance to play. Somebody told him he couldn't do something, and there's not too many other people that have played against him that had that happen, of that severity.
Yeah, I've heard that story a number of different ways. I think the legend sometimes is greater than the story itself, but I've heard Jordan talk about he didn't make it his sophomore year because it was rare for a sophomore to even play on varsity. I've heard other people say, no, he really did get cut. By the way, we didn't. What's going well for you, Adriana? I didn't get to do that. Let's take what we're hearing on the show and really use it.
I mean, just right now in this moment, my mood is really up and positive.
Well, how come?
I drank some tea this morning. That
okay.
It's a positive energy tea, and I really believe it works.
Wow. It's good. Peter, what's going well for you? I love that little laugh, like before you answer.
Hey, man, the struggle is real.
Come on.
I'm taking care of myself, man. I've lost like 25 pounds
That's
since
awesome.
The beginning of December.
That's awesome. See, what's going well for me is it's Friday. I'm here with you guys. We got guests in studio today. We have a couple of college kids who showed up. They're in button-up shirts that are white, and they're wearing ties. And Adriana, you went out to the lobby to get them. And what happened?
One of our sister station personalities came through and asked them if they were on a mission, like a Mormon mission
yeah.
or something.
Well, they're dressed up. I like that. I like that. We've had kids show up before. I had years ago, this kid showed up for kind of a shadow of the show, and he brought his girlfriend, and he had on a baseball cap backwards, and sent his ass home. I said, it's not a video arcade. By the way, a video arcade, Adriana, it was a place where they used to have video games. You had to go, put in a quarter, play a video game.
I have been to ground control. I know what it is.
So the dude, I sent him home. He came back the next day and he wore a button-up shirt and a tie. And then he is now like a regional manager for a corporation. And he told me last summer, I saw him last summer, and he said, man, you really taught me a lesson. I will never forget that. And he said, I never made that mistake again. I never showed up anywhere looking like I was at a video arcade ever again. It was a growing up moment. I had one of those. I went into my dad's office after I graduated from college. My dad was in an office. And I went into his office, and I must have had on like shorts and a tank top or something. It was summertime. And I walked in, and I had a backwards baseball cap on. And I came in, and my dad told me, you need to turn your bleeping hat around, and you're in an office here. Like, I walked in like it was a summer day. Like, I had no idea. I had no idea what I was doing.
We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the Bald Face.
Hey, sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald Face Truth Radio Show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald Face Truth Radio Show. Thanks for listening.